Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
On the Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, we find out if mums and dads of Australia are still forking out the big bucks for their children's weddings.
Everything Perth on your podcast. Gosh, how do we fit it all in? It's Mix 94.5's Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Enjoy.
It's been an exciting couple of days, hasn't it? And I am fired up. I'm dark and angry.
Oh, let's hear it. War.
Show us your dark side.
Oh, I will, Kimber.
Man.
Fired up early.
Dark side of the moon, man. It's all about real estate. Now, spring brings with it a beautiful flush of blossoms and a horrific belch of real estate signage. For this is the selling season, folks, so put on the coffee, paint over the cracks, empty most of the furniture out of the house to give it that roomy vibe, turn on all of the lights, fire up the Dave Brubeck, and strap yourselves in for a dark side open inspection of real estate agents. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want to buy this? It's lovely. Let's get the disclaimers away. They're not all bad. My brother-in-law's a real estate agent and he really likes helping people. Yep, okay, we're done. My first real gripe, why do auctioneers have to yell and yell really quickly? It's a lot of shouting and barking and it's not conducive to the exchange of land and houses. Why can't they say, okay, have we got an opening bid, 800,000? Yes. Is there any advance on that? Okay, 850. It appears the bid's against you. Would you like to make another bid? I mean, it's a big decision. You wouldn't want to be rushed or harassed. What is the biggest financial decision of your entire life? Why can't it be like that? Instead, it's all a bit 800, 800, 800. We've got 800 over here. Ooh, 850 now. Ooh, it's against you, sir. 850, 850, 850, 850, 850, 850, 850. Don't let this one slip by. It's against you now. You've opened, surely. You want this terrible value for money buy. Surely there's another bid. Think about your family, the shame, the guilt, the hatred, the spiral into unhealthy thoughts, the years of loneliness. 860, now we're talking. I've got you in my weird sideshow voice spell and you can't stop bidding, won't stop bidding, can't, and you've sold! No, if you're making the biggest financial decision of your life, why is somebody that didn't complete year 11 screaming at you? It's the worst. Quaint, close to amenities, renovator's dream. Yeah, if a renovator had eaten a lot of cheese before they went to bed and was having hallucinations, it'd be a renovator's dream. I'm getting really fired up, aren't I?
You are. Very dark.
This is the cheese. Never eat of a four bed. This is a great street room to expand for the family, council permit to start a meth lab. You live in an industrial estate and you just bought a former biker's headquarters, okay? So some advice for real estate agents. Two bits. We don't need to see your face on the sign, okay? It's not helping. And please observe no junk mail signs on the letterbox because as much as I'd like to sell the house, I'm renting. And and I think that's still against the law.
Yeah.
This has been the dark side of real estate and auctioneers.
Lawrence, you had to say Dave Brubeck. Thanks, mate.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Despite the fact that real estate prices are meaning that people are staying home longer,
yeah,
they reckon that now the cost of weddings is going down and 45%, around about 45% of people are spending no more than $10,000 on their wedding. But people are now, you know, not asking their parents for as much money. It sort of goes against the real estate kind of trend, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I think if I got married, I'd just slap $2,000 on a bar somewhere
these days.
I mean, I obviously that would depend on any partner that I ended up with, what they would want to do, but I can't see the sort of carriages and silky whites.
I like to think that you'll end up meeting someone with similar values that also would just go, oh, it's not about that. It's about,
I can do away with similar values.
Yeah. So you reckon?
You can drink your way through that.
So if it's Angelina, you'll go a bit later.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah.
We want to know how much financial pain your wedding cost your parents. Joanne in Mindari, how much pain was it?
Hi, how you going?
Hello. Hello. What do you got for us?
Oh, well, my wedding was quite a big one. It went on and on and on, 40,000 plus. My dad invited everyone he knew from 20 years ago.
Oh, dear.
Went on and on. And at the evening reception, you invite people in and they congratulate you. And this lady handed me a gift and said, congratulations. And I went, Oh, sorry, doll. I think you're at the wrong wedding.
Oh, no.
Never seen her.
Never met her. Like, oh, I worked with her 20 years ago. Come in, doll. Come on, get a drink.
Wow. So, Joanne, was it just because your dad paid that he thought he had control over the whole thing?
Oh, definitely. He paid, he was doing it, and it was his party.
It was his special day.
It was his special day, definitely.
Yeah, he took some ownership.
You sound well humoured about it, Joanne. Absolutely. That's good.
It was really funny. Lots of people at my wedding for the reception that I'd never met in my life.
Yeah. Reading the cards going, who's that? Oh, he wanted to show off his little princess, Joe.
He invited everyone.
And I know it's great that you're all laughing about it now, but at the time, do you remember being a little bit sort of bridezilla about it all?
No, not at all. That with my dad is not at all.
Yeah.
My welcome drink, she got me a drink. It was all good, mate.
Beautiful.
I would love to look at those photos later and just
Who's
be
that?
Like, I don't remember anyone here.
Oh, by the way, Joe, you still married?
Very
good. Wonderful.
Good investment then.
Absolutely.
Nice work, Dad.
Well done, Dad.
Debbie's in Port Kennedy. Debbie.
Now, hi.
You're a parent. What financial pain did your child's wedding cost?
Not so much the financial pain. My daughter, Sarah, rang me up on a Sunday evening, just coming up to a year ago now, and said, how do you fancy your wedding on Saturday, November the 17th? And I went, oh, fantastic, I've got a year to plan. She said, no, next Saturday.
So how many days? Like a week?
Yeah, a week. So I immediately got into wedding planning action.
Yeah.
Took a few days off work. My boss was great, gave me a few days off work, and planned all the caterers. We decorated the outside. We had it in the back garden, organised the celebrant, the photographer, and 40 guests. To come. They had the hen party and the stag night the night before, got a jukebox, and yeah, we had a fantastic wedding for just under $5,000.
That's more like it.
And it was awesome. And then they just walked down to the beach and had the photos done on the beach. And everybody said afterwards, what a fantastic wedding. Not that I remember much of it, but
it was a bit of a blur.
By the time I come down.
I guess with that speed, there's no time for people to get angry at each other.
No.
No, that's right.
Mind you, if someone asked me for $5,000 for next Saturday, I'd still probably have to take out a small loan.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we matched the credit cards.
Yeah, exactly.
And then paid it off the following month.
Yeah, but and no Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Christmas presents. They didn't get any of those either. So.
I do like that idea, though. If you know, you fall in love, you say, let's get married, just do it. Waiting a year and a half or something, it loses its
heat. Don't need to know middle names.
No, God, no. I don't want to find out your faults until after we're legally bound.
Doomed.
Good on you, Debbie. Joe's in Aurelia. Joe, how much financial pain did your parents go through for your wedding?
My wedding cost $50,000. That was back in 1984.
Whoa.
You bought yourself a house for that much.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We had the best time. Like, my family's Scots, so it was like top shelf, everything. Once they all got drunk, they all started singing, and then my uncle took my husband to the bar next door and started introducing him to other women.
Oh,
yeah, all of those things can be achieved without $50,000, though. Yeah. Singing and meeting random women
and
at bars. I've done that quite cheaply over the years.
I know. Maybe that's why I didn't laugh.
$50,000 in 84. Did Michael Jackson sing? What was going on, Joe?
No, we actually had it at, it used to be called the Mount Hotel, but it's now the Mount Hospital.
Right.
So it was, but we all had a really good time.
Yeah.
And on the way to the church, my dad's like going, you know, you don't have to do this. We can just have a really big party.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool thing to say.
$50,000 buys you a lot of taffeta in 1984.
It certainly does.
Good on you, Joe. Thanks.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, Nestle's Milo. We all love a Milo. Green and Clean's Bottled Air and Samsung Galaxy Note 7 are among 9 products to receive a gong at this year's Shonky Choice Awards in Sydney.
Oh.
Now, it's the 11th year that the consumer watchdog Choice has held its awards night for the worst performing products and services, and 9 companies had the honour or dishonour of walking the yellow carpet.
Oh, and they can get onto the Shonkies for any reason. Sometimes it's because, you know, they make false claims. They might say this is a really healthy product, or it just doesn't do what it says it will.
Or sometimes like the Samsung 7, it got topped the list because it has a dangerous habit of catching fire.
That's probably an award winner right there. Is this like the Razzies, you know, like in entertainment?
Yes, it is.
Is anyone ever proud of winning one of those?
No.
Probably not.
Well, remember last year it was those flushable wipes. The Kleenex flushable toilet, because it turns out they're not biodegradable. So anybody who is wiping their bottom with these wet wipes is just clogging up all of the ecosystem, basically.
Yeah.
But the one that I liked on this, which everyone is doing, and I can't believe that this company's been isolated for it.
Mm.
Kellogg's Pringles, right? If you've noticed a tub of Pringles lately, the tube is a lot smaller.
Oh, is it?
And the Pringles inside are a lot smaller. Right? Like you can fit these in your mouth easily one at a time without crunching.
Keep talking.
Yeah. Mm. Now,
settle down.
But they didn't change the price. The company said, oh, well, you know, we needed to make it a little bit smaller for, you know, price-wise. To make a profit.
Yeah.
But they kept charging the same amount. But the thing is, I've seen so many companies do this.
Yeah.
It's in pasta sauce, cheeses. Yeah. They're still charging the same amount, but they've made the packaging smaller and hope we don't notice.
Yeah, we're not stupid.
Yeah, but
we keep buying them, right?
They're the only ones who have been picked on for it.
I mean, Milo it gets 4.5 stars health rating, Milo.
Okay.
And this is
what, is that out of 100?
Well, yeah, because it's 46% sugar.
Right, yeah.
So Choice is just saying, come on, no one's saying that kids shouldn't have Milo, but 4.5 stars is quite misleading as a health product if you're half sugar.
Yeah, well, I think you're right.
I don't really understand it because Nutri-Grain has 5 stars health rating and coconut oil has 1.5.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really know how that works.
A bit misleading. I like the fact that Vanish Preen, you know, the power powder, a carpet cleaning product, Choice said that it was outperformed in tests by water. So maybe their ingredients should vanish.
And there was someone selling air. This brilliant one is Camel Milk from Victoria.
Yeah.
$21 a litre, saying that it helps improve the immune system and fights off bacteria. I mean, quite frankly, if you're going to buy Camel Milk for $21 a litre, you deserve everything that happens to you.
Doesn't milk in general just do good things for your body and your gut regardless? So you don't need to make the claims?
If you use the Camel Milk for your Milo, then that's probably the healthiest thing you could ever have.
Well, it's a double shonky, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? This morning you were giving me yak's milk. So what's the difference?
Well, I just want to milk all of the mammals on the planet. You know, what makes me really angry is that there are people who are paid by the taxpayer to look after all this stuff for us.
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't have to worry about working out whether 4.5 stars is a health rating depending on this, that, or the other. You know, it just should be standardized. We shouldn't have to worry about that. You walk into a shop, if it says 4.5 stars, you think, well, that's healthy.
Yeah.
And it should be.
Yeah, well, we can be gullible, I guess, when we're forking our money out.
Mm, yeah.
Trust no one.
No.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this just for you for listening right now. Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
Mix 94.5, Clazy, Matt and Kimber. In fact, if you missed anything of today's show, subscribe to the Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Catch up on your favourite podcast app. A couple to nine, we think it's time.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's Joke of the Day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I've just got some new headphones at home and they look like two steak and kidney puddings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're made by Pioneer.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.